After a year filled with to-do lists at work, with the family, don't you just want to veg out for summertime? Well, we're going to give you a summer to-do list on our Pure Michigan Moment on the Lucy Ann Lance Show, Ann Arbor's talk station, 1290 WLBY. He's back with us, Nick Nurbin, Media and Digital Director at Travel Michigan through the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Nick, we just want to enjoy summer, but now you're giving us a list. What's on it?
Well, I think sometimes we want to plan ahead, say we want to get as much enjoyment as we can out of our summer season here in Michigan. And there's so much to do, so many places to see. I have a little bit of a list this year. It begins this weekend, Memorial Day weekend. We're headed over to Port Crescent State Park, which is at the toward the tip of the thumb of Michigan. An area of the state that I have not spent as much time is over on Michigan's Thumb Coast, as they call it, which runs from Port Huron all the way up to the tip of the thumb in Port Austin and down through Caseville and others. Really looking forward to getting back over there. I've been to Port Crescent State Park when I was growing up with my family, and this will be the first time I've been back in many years. And Emma and Bubby and I are going over to camp this weekend and really looking to forward to doing some exploring.
What do you take when you're camping with your pup? You have a tent, right? But is there anything special you bring for the doggy?
Oh, we bring all kinds of stuff with Bubby, including his life jacket with a shark fin in case he needs to go in the water. He has his life jacket with a little shark
fin. We have the same one, and ours is red, white, and blue.
So we bring, his little doggy bed. We bring all kinds of different things for him. We've got the special bowls for his water and food that are collapsible that fit in his little backpack with all his gear. So we travel with Bubby and he sleeps right in the tent with us.
Oh, I love it. How cute is that? Of course, ticks are rampant everywhere. Do you worry about that, especially when you go camping?
We do. We check Bubby every time we go out for a hike. You know, there are some great things to do that you can either, things put in the food, but also there's other types of things that you can do to help prevent ticks. But we just double check Bubby, especially around his ears and around those types of areas where they might hide. So it's always a good idea to double check your pup when you come back in.
Yeah. And luckily the medicine that they take for it causes those ticks to die on them. So usually these ticks don't go into them, but you have to worry about them coming over to us. And that's what concerns me. And I just can't believe how many there are this year. I've seen so many of those dog ticks. And they're very, very tiny this year too. I don't know if they're all babies or what, but,
they're very small. You have to be very careful. And like I said, it's always good to just double check your pups after you go out, especially where there's kind of tall grasses and other things that are along the trail. And if your dog's coming in contact with those, that's where the ticks are. So you want to double check.
Yeah. Well, I love that you go prepared and you've got everything all worked out and you have a blast doing it too. And this is the first time I've ever heard of Port Crescent before.
Yeah, there's 103 state parks and recreation areas across the state. And there are so many wonderful places and different destinations that these state parks give us access to. Port Crescent State Park, it's on Saginaw Bay on Lake Huron, close to the tip of the thumb. But it's got natural dunes and it's got, a beautiful setting there. And I can't wait to get back and check it out.
Oh, fantastic. All right. Next, Nick wants to come to Ann Arbor. He's a west sider of the state, but you're going to come into Ann Arbor for a few things. What's on your itinerary?
And my sister lives in Ann Arbor over in the village. And so I love coming over and enjoying Ann Arbor for many different reasons. And one of the reasons we've talked about before, the peony gardens at the Arb. And it's such a special place. You know, there's a family connection. My mom loved that garden. You know, she lived up the hill in the residence halls while in college at U of M and used to visit those gardens, a long time ago. So, I like getting back there for that reason, too. But it's just one of the more unique botanical features we have in Michigan. And it's a special place with, dozens of different varieties of peonies there in the garden. So can't wait to check that out coming up soon. I'm sure they'll be in bloom soon.
Yes, they will. End of May. And as you head into June there, that little window, and you can check it out online. Look for the peony garden at the Arb online and it'll have all the details for you. That is special. And I know how much you miss your dear mom. And I love that memory you shared, and you'll be remembering her well when you're at the Arb. That's a beautiful spot. You also want to take in some dining experiences in Ann Arbor, right?
We'll be talking quite a bit this year about the culinary excellence across Michigan. And Ann Arbor is one of those destinations. I mean, a lot of folks know about Zingerman's Deli and some of the traditions there with all the unique things that I can get, whether it's fantastic cheeses or delicious Reubens or whatever it is at places like Zingerman's. But the culinary diversity in Ann Arbor is so strong. I love the Ethiopian place that's downtown, and also the Indian restaurant that's right across from the Arc downtown. So I have a lot of favorites already. But there was six James Beard semifinalists this year, Echelon Kitchen being one of those. And so we're definitely looking to try and visit some of those places. New Buffalo, Post Boy, a restaurant over there in New Buffalo in the southwest corner of the state along Lake Michigan. Their chef was one of the James Beard semifinalists this year. And of course, Detroit has been growing as a culinary destination nationally. So many wonderful restaurants and chefs in Detroit. And then Traverse City with its farm to table and the wineries and all the things up there. Modern Bird, one of the semifinalists this year. Last year, Eric from Cook's House was a James Beard nominee. So lots of activity happening. And so on my list this year is to actually dine at some of these establishments, restaurants, and taste the cuisine from these chefs so I can talk about it even more effectively.
I love it. So, Echelon, you're going to need a reservation. Don't forget. Get that in advance.
Yes, thank you.
Big time. And the food is just phenomenal there. I haven't tried it myself, but everyone's been talking about that restaurant. Another one that's just outside of downtown, it's off of Ann Arbor Saline Road, is Gadeiko. I think you would love that, too. Delicious.
I know there's no shortage of wonderful opportunities to enjoy great cuisine in Ann Arbor.
Yeah. All right. Next, it's something for your listening experience. I know you're a big concert goer.
I love live music, and we have so many wonderful venues in Michigan. I think the list really starts with Pine Knob. Everybody's been up to Pine Knob, and I've got a lot of history there myself. Beginning in high school, we used to go down to Pine Knob from Mount Pleasant, where I went to high school. And just classic moments, lots of legendary performances. But in Grand Rapids, where we live now, they just opened the Acrisure Amphitheater. It's kind of a mini Pine Knob. It's 12,000 seats versus about 19 or 20,000 at Pine Knob, but it's right on the river downtown. So it's walkable from all kinds of hotels that you can stay at downtown. And then there's the great dining and bars and restaurants and all kinds of things in downtown Grand Rapids. So such a tremendous addition. It just opened on Friday this past week, and I'm looking forward to checking out at least one show, hopefully a few, this summer, downtown Grand Rapids.
And he's a deadhead, everyone.
I am. I love Jerry and the boys, and very fortunate to have seen a few shows when Jerry was alive, but also Minnie Dead and Company as well. And a great tribute band, by the way, Terrapin Flyer. If you ever see them come to Ann Arbor, go see Terrapin Flyer. We saw them at Bell's down in Kalamazoo a few weeks ago. Terrapin Flyer, if you love the Grateful Dead, keep an eye out for their schedule.
All right. Next, Nick wants to get back up to the UP. It seems like you go there like it's right next door. You're always up in the UP.
Well, it is a little bit of a trip. You know, it's a few hours for us from Grand Rapids to get to the bridge. But going across the bridge and exploring the Upper Peninsula is one of my favorite things to do. And I know you and I have talked about it many times. One of the key attractions this summer, and one of my main reasons, is at Tequamanon Falls State Park. There was a lot of media on this the past week or so. They've opened a new 900-foot accessible walkway to the brink of the Upper Tequamanon Falls.
Wow.
This is the second largest waterfall east of the Mississippi by volume, you know, second only to Niagara Falls. It's a large-scale, very spectacular waterfall to behold. But previously, to get right to the brink of the waterfall, right up close, you had to go down 94 steps. And so that's not easy for everyone to go up and down that many stairs.
Yeah.
And so now they built this brand new walkway. So wheelchair users and other folks that might have limited mobility, they can still easily walk down this beautiful boardwalk right to the brink of the upper falls and get that first person perspective as it cascades over the drop there into the gorge. So a really great addition to Tequamanon Falls.
What a wonderful experience that must be, and a great addition that the state of Michigan did there. Next, you want to cast your rod, a fly rod. Do you tie your own flies?
I've never been a fly tier. I have done a couple of courses in it. It's fun. But I think just in general, I also like to support the fly shops. One of the things that in our fly fishing hobby is that the conversation, kind of the camaraderie that goes with visiting the local fly shop in an area that you're going to go fishing in, that's part of the experience. Yeah. And so I like supporting them by purchasing some of their hand tied flies, and they're the pros. They're much better at it than I am. And so, you know, being able to get some of those flies, but yeah, the UP is still home to so many undiscovered gems. And, you know, we all know about the Two-Hearted River that made famous by Ernest Hemingway. And then there's so many other places that Emma and I have been able to explore several of them. And also when it comes to waterfalls, you know, combining those two, we had a local up in their Big Bay, which is outside of Marquette. They turned us on to a waterfall that was way down an old logging road. We hiked all the way into this place, and we were able to fly fish by ourselves below the spectacular waterfall. I mean, you can't find that kind of experience in too many places, and we were there all by ourselves.
Oh,
so looking forward to finding a new experience for both waterfalls and fly fishing in the UP.
All right. So let's see. So far, as Nick shares his summer to-do list with us, he's going to take a road trip along Michigan's Thumb Coast to Port Crescent State Park. He's going to visit the Peony Garden at the Arb here at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. He would love to dine at some of those culinary hotspots that are becoming all the rage, including here in Ann Arbor, New Buffalo, Detroit, Traverse City. He wants to attend a concert or three, and he wants to get back up to the UP, as he just outlined. What's your final item? Although I imagine it's not your final one, knowing you. What's the last one on this list, though?
Yeah, I'm sure the list will continue to evolve, but Mackinac Island is a special place for me and for Emma as well. And it's a place that I worked in college. I worked at the Chippewa Hotel and at Mission Point Resort. And so I spent a lot of time there in my college years and continue to spend a lot of time there working in Michigan's tourism industry. And it's a flagship destination. There's no question. We have so many wonderful destinations across the state. But just love getting up to the island and kind of checking out where I don't need to see a stoplight, don't need to see a car, don't need to do any of those things. We like to go explore out on the trails and get away from the downtown a little bit and see the natural side of Mackinac Island. 80% of the island is state park land. And so you can really find some great places to get out and get away from it all and enjoy some beautiful views.
How fun is that, everyone? Maybe we'll add it to our own to-do list for this summer, or at least inspire you to start making yours right now. And your trip begins where, Nick?
At Michigan.org.
Visit Michigan.org for all of your travel plans around the great state of Michigan. Our thanks to Nick Nurbin, Media and Digital Director with Travel Michigan, the folks behind the Pure Michigan campaign. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and this is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.